Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? It is your girl, Goldie, a.k.a. Queen One, a.k.a. Thing One.
And it's your girl, Goldie, a.k.a. Queen Two, a.k.a. Thing Two. And thank you so much for tuning in to Golden Girl Talk.
Yes. Okay, so I know it's been a while since we last kicked it with you guys and we had some talk, but that does not change the fact that we still have house rules. So let's go ahead and get right into those, just in case you don't remember. We're going to what? Aspire to inspire at all times. Yeah. Pull out your greatness. Inspire others to search for their greatness. Because, you know, we need that.
Yes, we do.
Next is going to stay positive, even through the hardest times, which we're going through some tough times, right? So we want to try to be optimistic, stay positive, keep a clear mind. You know, let's not fill our thoughts with negativity. So staying positive is definitely a house rule here. And last but not least, you want to always unapologetically let that melanin drip, drop, drip.
Drip, drippity, drop, drop. And that was so well said. You are so right. We really are going through hard times, tough times. So it is very key to follow those house rules, you know, definitely at a time like this. So very well said, Goldie.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. But
I was just going to say, like, it's been a while. I know life has really been happening since the last time we aired. For me, you know, just speaking personally. But what's been going on with you? What have you
life,
been up to?
Like you said, I've been doing quite a lot. Life has not stopped moving for me. I've been still doing my logos, my graphic design. I've probably picked up a whole lot more on doing promotion for small businesses and product review. I have a couple of deals with Ambassador Program, and I'm partnered with a music, a rap artist. So I have a lot going on.
I've seen that, and congratulations on that. That is awesome.
Thank you. I'm just trying to definitely grind so I can
be great out here.
Yeah, be great.
Letting that melanin drip all over the place. I see.
All a drippity, drippity drop. What about you, though, boo? I ain't doing shit. What about you?
I mean, nothing's major been going on with me. I'm still just working. I actually moved up in the company, and with that, I moved to Texas. So I am no longer in Atlanta. And just still, you know, staying on track with my fitness journey and keeping up with my health. Nothing major. I'm just, you know, being little old me.
I mean, I know you quarantining, but can you tell me how is Texas treating you? Is it any difference, or it's just about the same?
Well, I will say I really, you know, I like it for the most part. I mean, I've been on lockdown for like 72 of my 90 days here, but you know, that's neither here nor there. but you know, I still, you know, I'm very fortunate. I'm still able to go to work, so I'm not just stuck in the house out here in this state, you know. But everything's, for the most part, I think once the state opens up and I'm able to go outside, I'll be able to better answer that for you.
Okay. Well, we will definitely come back to that as we start to feel, you know, because we don't know, but definitely we will come back to that.
But speaking of quarantine, and like, how have you been holding up during this whole pandemic and stuff? Like, have you like pulled out any hair? Have you, you know, gained any extra gray hairs or?
I would say it's a battle of the gain of the weight. Like we had already discussed. Like, I guess I haven't really pulled any hairs out, because if there's anybody listening, we've been discussing and talking about things leading up into this point. So I think it's just a mind opener for me to see, you know, the change and see, okay, so this is how it's going to play out, you know. But it's not really stressful. The only thing I would say is a little stressful for me, or what I stress about the most, is the future. And, you know, thinking about, you know, how, you know, things will be you know, maybe then. But right now, I mean, I'm all right. I just got to figure out this work at home situation a bit better because it's different.
Right.
I go outside, I do my runs, but it's, you know, I don't be really trying to go too far, mess with too many people, because there still be people out there without their masks, not even caring about no, you know, feet or nothing. So I just try to stay in my lane for the most part while I can right now, until things get figured out. But what about yourself? How are you? Are you stressed, lonely? What's up?
I'm not gonna say I'm stressed. I will say I've had moments where it's like, dang, I miss my mom. I miss my family, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm, mm-hmm. You know, so that part does get like a little lonely and stuff like that. But that's typically mm-hmm. only on like the weekend when I have to sit in the house and I can't go anywhere. But during the week, my life is regular. I can say I'm very grateful that I'm not lacking anything mm-hmm. During this time. But I mean, honestly, I'm ready to go outside. Like, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm ready to go outside.
I'm definitely ready to explore.
I feel like, you know, like you said, it is a battle with trying to work out at home and stay on top of, you know, fitness or eating healthy and stuff like that. But I'm optimistic. So I just know that I believe that there's going to be a point where we can go back outside. So when we are, I want to be ready.
Like, I know, that's right. Me too. That's why I'm like, no matter what, I'm going to stick through it and I'm going to figure it out, because I'm trying to come out like, blood out. Watch right, out now. Exactly. It's the little one and I'm not that way.
Like I am due for a vacation, so I promise you, I am gonna be on somebody's beach naked.
Okay,
that is my goal.
She said she gonna have a ham out.
That's my first thing to do once I'm free.
I feel you.
But yeah, definitely, I'm grateful.
It is. It's so much confusion that's surrounding the situation. Like, I hear things people try to like relate it to aliens, 5G towers, you know, some people say conspiracy. Like what do you think about that? Like, I don't know.
You know what? I think it's funny that you even mentioned it's crazy that you said something about aliens, but I think it's funny that you mentioned the 5G towers, because I was actually, you know me, I'm always reading something. Mm-hmm. I was actually just reading up on the World Health Organization site, and they had like a list of a few COVID-19 mythbusters. So just to clear up a couple of myths, you know, I did see one that mentioned 5G. So just to clear up some confusion, that if there's any out there for any people, the 5G mobile networks do not spread COVID-19. Viruses cannot travel on radio waves or mobile networks. COVID-19 is spreading in many countries that do not have 5G mobile networks. And COVID-19 spread through respiratory droplets when an infected person coughs, sneezes, or speaks. People can also be infected by touching a contaminated surface and then touching their eyes, mouth, or nose. So that's a myth buster on the 5G towers. It was some other ones, but
you got more?
I do. I'll share another one. Just one. Okay. So then they have the one where, you remember where people was like, well, it's gonna warm up soon, so once we start getting 80 degree weather, then we should be able to go back outside, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard something about that.
So they had, that was on the list as well, exposing yourself to the sun or temperatures higher than 25 Celsius degrees or whatever does not prevent the coronavirus disease. You can catch COVID-19 no matter how sunny or hot the weather is. Countries with hot weather have reported cases of COVID-19. To protect yourself, make sure you clean your hands, frequently and thoroughly. I wish we had sound effects.
I mean, I'm telling you, especially adults.
Like, right. And avoid touching your eyes, mouth, and nose. I feel like I'm going to say that multiple times during this episode today. So avoid. I don't even know how you avoid touching your eyes, mouth, or nose. But just keep your hands clean and then just touch your eyes, nose, and mouth. Because it's yours. Why you can't touch it? Just keep your hands clean. Just
keep it clean. Keep it clean. Routinely clean. Routinely clean.
You know, my eyes, but just my hands are always ashy because I always wash my hands. Like I'm always washing my hands. So, you know, it's okay to walk around with ashy hands because we know they're clean.
It shows great signs.
Exactly.
But I'm going to tell you something crazy that's not a myth. So listen to this. Unfortunately, there's, you know, I'm not going to do too much disclosure, but there's someone that's extremely, extremely close to me who had to be in the hospital during this time, but nothing having to do with, you know, the COVID specifically, something totally separate. So from this person being in the hospital, I was able to firsthand learn from daily regimen and, you know, daily speaking with my relative, what, you know, is kind of going on in the hospital during this time, at least especially in my state. So something I find that was definitely interesting was there was a great demand for my relative to have the COVID testing for procedure continuance. Now, I completely understand. I guess I understand the method, though. I'm not gonna act like I'm comfortable with the testing. I'm not, but I can understand the method to the madness. Except when, through deeper conversation, we learned that the doctors and the nurses rendering services never got tested for the COVID testing. So
wait, not to cut you off. Are you saying that healthcare professionals that are basically dealing with non-positive or possible positive COVID-19 carriers and dealing with positive COVID-19 carriers where they can easily catch and be a carrier themselves have not had to take a test?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. That's exactly what I mean. Pretty much the doctors do not, obviously they do not. You know, they're able to see patients, able to treat patients who are from a pause to a semi-pause and negative. That's the crazy thing. So all the scale all across the board, and no, they're not testing themselves. And there were several nurses and there were several doctors and several surgeons because we asked everyone involved in the situation. My relative was there for, I mean, exactly a week and 2 days. So, you know, we definitely had different people, different shifts, and we asked everyone. We were definitely very sanitary and making sure the door stayed closed, making sure, you know, gloves and masks, things were worn. But I think that that is very, very strange. The reason had to do with lack of kits and the availability of the kits, in which I can understand to a certain, you know, extremity. But, you know, I think that with the lack of kits, that it's almost mandatory to test the people who are going to be seeing thousands or hundreds of people. And like you said, it can be carriers. It doesn't make any sense, you know, whatsoever. And, you know, so I just thought that that was very odd. And I thought that, you know, a lot of those tests, there was no symptom displayed. And I know that there are people who do not display symptom, but this is it.
You know what? It's funny that, well, not funny, but it's interesting that you mentioned that they had let you know that they haven't been tested due to limited kits. However, again, here I go reading, but I follow a gentleman by the name of Brother Reza Islam. You know who I'm talking about, right? So he had put up a video the other day mentioning that the New York Times did an article on April 18th, last Saturday, basically stating that the CDC labs
were contaminated. And basically there were testing kits that were sent out to like a lot of over 100 labs with these contaminated kits. So they were basically producing false negative or inconclusive test results, you know. And so that's basically why either the numbers are super high, like the numbers that are out there for the cases and stuff like that may not even really be what that is. And then of course, you know, there's those people where they'll go into the hospital and they may not even get tested, but they'll get diagnosed as being a COVID-19 carrier. You know, so it's interesting that they're not being tested, but here, oh, and then not to mention, let me, hold on, where is this? I'm going to read this to you guys. It's from the article from April 18th in the New York Times, and it's by Sheila Kaplan. So here's resources. So where is it? Let me see. Hold on. Yes, because I gotta give y'all this tea. Okay, so bam, here it is. Two of the three CDC laboratories in Atlanta that created the coronavirus test kits violated their own manufacturing standards, resulting in the agency sending tests that did not work to nearly all of the 100 state and local public health labs. According to the FDA administration, FDA, they basically sent out all those kits to all those locations that were contaminated. So then problems range from researchers entering and exiting the coronavirus laboratories without changing their coats to test ingredients being assembled in the same room where researchers were working on positive coronavirus samples, officials said. Those practices made the tests sent to the public health labs unusable because they were contaminated with the coronavirus and produced some inconclusive false negative results. And this was in Atlanta.
That's crazy. So hold on. That's crazy. So then,
this is the last thing I'm going to read y'all, then I'm done, okay?
No, we like information.
So while number 45 and other members of his administration assert almost daily that the U.S. testing capacity is greater than anywhere else in the world, many public health officials have lamented that the lack of consistent, reliable testing across the country that would reflect the true prevalence of the infection and perhaps enable a return to some semblance of normal life. So basically, y'all already know that that right there says y'all getting some false numbers.
Yep, the push. Yes, you're absolutely correct.
The media is pushing out false numbers because these testing kits were already contaminated.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of tactic. There's definitely a lot of confusion. I mean, I'm a very on hand, very smart. I do a lot of research, and it's just so many things that I've read, so many things I've listened to that contradicted. I mean, the president literally just told us to inject to see if people can inject themselves with disinfectant. Like, there's
not for internal use.
When have we ever been able to do that in all of the years of man's earth? We always knew this to be poisonous. For you to even say that, whether it was supposed to be a joke, dry sarcasm, I mean, it's crazy. So I mean, it just goes to show we're in very chaotic times with no leadership. We don't have a good level of guidance. We have lack of eyes out there. You have to really seek to the heavens and be kind of smart. You can educate yourself, but don't absorb it. You cannot absorb it. You have to look at it.
I feel like because, you know, I'm one of those people that have anxiety. You know, I have social anxiety. I cannot be around a lot of people at once unless I mentally prepare myself for it. But, like, some people, their anxiety is through the roof right now. And I must say, like, I guess, you know, during normal times, my anxiety be acting up to the point where right now I can say I am so grateful that I am not consumed by this. Because it will literally drive you crazy. It's something new every day. And it's like, oh my God. Like, my thing is, and I feel like the fact that I live by this is also a reason why it helps me. But I feel like you cannot fear the unknown, because you don't know. Like, y'all don't know if it's gonna, like, how, which way it's coming. You don't know if it's coming from the left, right, front, back, whatever. You don't know. So you're gonna drive yourself crazy trying to figure out the unknown. If you can't control paranoid. It, there's no reason to stress off of it. Just take your
proper with the flow.
Precautions to make sure that you and your close loved ones are straight at all times. You feel me? But other than that, do not let this consume you, because it will drive you crazy.
Agreed.
And I agree. I mean, totally. You know, there's things that we can do in our everyday lives to, you know, prevent. The best way to prevent infection is to avoid being exposed. You know, make sure you're not exposing yourself purposely. You know, make sure you're teaching your kids young age, cover your mouth when you cough and sneeze. You know, use your elbow, use some tissue, something, whatever. Like, I feel like people lost track of general, what is it, mannerism? What do you call washing your hands? Like, that's what you're, I just,
mannerism, I learned, cleanliness, I learned that virtue,
stuck like with me. So I just, I feel like I thought everybody did it.
Yeah, I mean, we used to learn it at school and camp. Right. Your mother, like, everybody
you about washing your hands. And covering your mouth when you sneeze and cough. And tell, like, it's just crazy that, and I feel like the fact that so many people lack those simple things is why it's also easily spreading. You know, that's how anything spreads, because you lack your general protection. Okay, so let's get a little better with that. Well, girl, you know what? It's been a while since we talked, and I figured this is a real big deal that we're dealing with right now. So I also have a special guest, so he can go ahead and share his views and how he's handling the whole, you know, because we don't usually get, like, a lot of male point of view. So how are some of the men handling it, you know? So I want to go ahead and welcome my special guest, my friend AT2.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy AT2 from Talk the Real Deal with AT2, which you can check out on the Anchor app as well too. Got to do a shameless plug real quick.
Hey, put that plug out there. Yes.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me on the return. Congratulations, you know, coming back into podcast land.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
I'm telling you, don't we love you?
Right, I feel so honored to have you.
thank you.
So, AT2, tell me this. You know, we all going through this quarantining and social distancing and stuff like that. How is a social butterfly like yourself handling this pandemic and quarantining? You got a quarantine bae?
No, I ain't got no quarantine bae, no nothing. Let me tell you, it's me and Pamela Henderson. That's how I've been handling it.
Oh God!
But how you been holding up, like being quarantined and stuff? Are you an essential? Are you a part of the suicide squad, or are you at home? What you doing?
I am not in the suicide squad. My job is considered essential since it is home insurance, but for the most part, I'm not one of the ones that are still working. I actually was furloughed, wow, which is fine because I still keep my benefits and I get to come back when all this is over.
Right.
Thank God. But I've been holding up well as far as mentally. I've been working on different projects, working on music coming up soon. I've been keeping myself busy as far as that. The only people I've really been like hanging out with is like my mom. Actually, I'm in Oakland right now at my mom's. So
okay. Tell
mom I said hey. Oh, I definitely will. Yeah, but that's the only people I've really been around. I haven't been around a whole bunch of people like that. Zoom parties. A lot of people have been on Zoom, which, you know, you can do video chat and stuff like that.
Right.
Get you a Zoom party. That's the best, you know.
Not done a Zoom party. I have had a face group chat.
Oh, okay. I mean, see, you have
not
some.
Not a face group, but FaceTime, you know.
Yeah, that works too. Any kind of video app, just so you can actually see another person,
yeah,
it will help you. Like, you know, get you a drink or two or three or four.
Right. I do it a lot with my mom and my sister, typically during the week and stuff, because, you know, they're still in Atlanta. So I definitely have to check on my family.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm glad your family is doing good too.
Yeah, they are, which I'm very grateful for.
So, yes.
Okay. So you holding up? You're in Oakland. How is it out there? Are people still having side shows, or have they calmed down?
Since the last 2 weeks, I haven't heard of another sideshow, or they just haven't got caught. But it's pretty calm for the most part. Everybody, especially now because it's required to wear a mask, everybody has been wearing their mask. People kind of stay a certain distance. Still, when you go to the grocery store, people are walking, you know, so close to you and stuff like that, even with the signs and everything. But for the most part, everybody is taking it serious enough. Like, even in the parks now, they took down the hoops and everything like that. So you can't even play basketball. They're making sure that they make it hard for you to, you know, anything that will congregate, put together like a large group of people. They're taking all that away for now.
Dang, this is crazy. Like, okay, so you're furloughed, so you still have a job, but you're just not working. I'm actually a part of the suicide squad, so I still go to work Monday through Friday to the office. And Goldie, you're still working, right?
Yes, I'm still working. I'm medical insurance, so I'm definitely considered to be essential. I've been telecommute prior to the situation, so I just been blessed with the situation. But yes, I'm still working every day.
Well,
right. And, you know, I wanted to add something because it's crazy how, like, these jobs before weren't set up for you to work from home until now. And a lot of what we do, because I work inside an office, too, like, you can honestly do from home. You don't need to be in the office.
Right. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. So, well, I know a lot of states, especially with all of us being in three different states right now, a lot of states are talking about opening up. Some people are for it. Some people are against it. Like, what do you guys think? Like, AT2, do you feel like it's safe to go outside? Is it cool? Like, should we go ahead and open up so people can get back to living life? Or
here's my thing. I am all for opening, but opening once we have some answers as far as like, because my thing is like, once we open back up, okay, if you get the coronavirus,
why do you call
like,
it that?
Where
the corona?
There's an extra
onions
in there.
Oh God, he done put that funk on you.
Right, he done put that funk on you and stuff.
Yeah, I had to put the stankonia on it because we don't know what this is.
Like,
you know?
The coronia. He said it's gonna roan you. That's why I got it.
Yeah, it's gonna roan you around you. That's why.
Oh my god.
But there's still no answers though. Like, that's my thing. There's still no answers. Like, there's no vaccine, no medical treatment. Like, from what I understand, from people, because I actually know a few people that have had it, you basically are told, like, okay, you are showing symptoms, so we're gonna say, like, we're gonna assume that you have it because we don't have any testing right now, so we're gonna tell you to go home for 14 days, and then after that they'll test you at the end to make sure that you don't have it, or just give you a doctor note saying that, okay, well, you're not showing any more symptoms, you're fine. You know, not everybody is being tested that's showing symptoms and stuff like that. So it's like, how do we really know that it's gone? Like, is it for a fact that it's 14 days and then it's all gone? Or is this something like, you know, like a cold is a virus and it stays with you forever? Is it like that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. And that's so crazy that you said that, how, you know, about the testing. And, you know, I just was making points about, you know, testing going for people who don't need it. You know, the resources are limited. So, you know, there's a lot of positive people or people who really, you know, may truly have it, who hasn't been tested. And due to, you know, some will stay home, but I'll say this, if a person has the symptoms, a doctor hasn't told them to stay home, sometimes that person may still go out. May go to the store if they have to go to the store. No one has told them to stay home. Some people can't afford to go to the doctor. Some people don't have insurance. Nothing has changed as far as in the medical land. Nothing has changed as far as insurance and the handling if you don't have Medicaid and things of that nature. So there's a lot of people still scrimmaging, still going to the stores, still having to do things, who have no communication with the doctor. So, you know, it's absurd. It's confusion. And I definitely agree with you, AT2, as far as that, but it's like, do you really think we're going to get answers? What would it take to get answers? There would have to be a lot of exposure and a lot of reversal to get any type of answers. Because look at how much they're deliberately confusing the situation.
Right, I was just about to say, look at how much contradicting information they keep putting out there, like from mm-hmm. the beginning up until now. Like, it's crazy how much contradicting information it is. Like, okay, Goldie, how do you feel? Do you feel like it's time to go outside? It's time to open up and let us live?
I'll be honest, I straddle the fence. I think that it's time to let us live, but with me knowing that it's probably still a lot of people out here, I think that it needs to happen a little bit longer. And then it's like, you know what? I'm a person who pays attention. I don't absorb. So, you know, I'm seeing the statistics, I'm seeing the news, I'm taking in some of the information, but it's really hard, like I said, to filter a story out of it. So it's like, I definitely want my freedom. You know, I go to the store if I have to get gas, but I have been separated from, you know, people and not seeing them as much as I would definitely see them, you know, having to do with it just to ensure that, because you don't know what the next person is doing either. But I'm 50-50. I'm 50-50 because of the mind frame of others and just because of the government, right. You know, being very honest with you, because it's just too gray. Right. It's too gray. So maybe even for me, for my anxiety, it might even be better for me to just chill, because like a big step for me, I wish we had camera. But maybe I'll post a picture in the story. I don't know. But I cut all my nails off. It has been like I've cut my nails down before. Like, I took them off and I painted my own nails, and I don't plan on getting my nails done in a while or for a while, because for one, you know, this little stimulus check here and all this stuff going on, I still haven't gotten mine. I really don't even care about it, to be very honest with you.
Me too. I haven't gotten mine either.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, people have gotten theirs, and oh, go figure, you know, they're going to go and reopen so people are able to use some of that money and spend it right. If they haven't already done it online. Right. You know, that's all that this is about, to try to keep things flowing, get the money right back. Oh, we done something nice for them. Oh, they're stupid. We're going to go ahead and open it back up and get it right back. You get what I'm saying? So it's just a crazy cycle when it comes to that. So... I don't know. It's just highway robbery. I can go on and on and on, but it's just like, I think now is really just the time to be strong and just to really have a plan, because we don't know. So because you don't know, you need to have a whole lot of what you do know is available. Right. Even if it's, you know, pause ammo only for the negative situations, change of clothes, blankets, flashlights, batteries, all of that needs to already be packed in a bag somewhere where you could pick up and flee if you have to. You get what I'm saying? You know, places to hide. You know, people think, you know, people were crazy. It's time to start thinking crazy, because
you don't know.
You know what I'm saying? We don't know.
And you know what?
We don't know.
I feel like this is my thing about it. If they feel like everybody needs to be quarantined, and this, I guess this is because I'm a part of the Suicide Squad, because I feel like if it's so contagious and it's so strong, and we basically have to shut down everything just so they can get it under control. Okay, I wish y'all could see my air quotes. But just so they can get it under control, it's like, this is how I feel. If you're gonna shut down, shut everything down. No essentials, no store runs, no none of that. Tell everybody.
I totally agree.
Need that's gonna last you for 14 days, and let have the stores have control of how much of a product that people get, because people get outrageous with trying to take everything. Right. Like, just get enough that's gonna hold you and your family for 14 days. We're shutting down everything. Keep your ass in the house. You know, no coming out for nothing.
Yep, I agree.
Do that for 14 days, right, and then let us get back to normal. Because this whole, okay, well, you can't go outside, but you can go outside. Like, what the fuck is that?
Your job is not essential, but it is essential. Like, okay, like yeah.
You're supposed to be on quarantine, but you're out going for jogs and stuff. No, like.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
This is half-assed. And it's stupid. Mm-hmm. It makes it not make sense.
That's why it's creating this domino effect.
So it's like that's how I feel about opening or being shut down. If you're gonna shut down, shut all the way the fuck down for however many days. Allow people enough time to get this shit together so they can real life be in that fucking house for 14 days. No fucking coming out. Like, for real. And then let me get back to living my life, because the sun is out, okay? And I'm trying.
It's been out more than ever. I said, to me, it seemed like, I mean, there's been some bad days, but it was like there has been a nice amount of sunny days during this quarantine. Like, I find it extremely odd.
4 degrees today.
Yeah, it's 80 in Oakland,
and
too.
I want to go outside.
Yeah. I feel you.
But do you feel, because I know they've showed like pictures of like aerial shots from space, like the world looks a lot cleaner. Do you think that
fucking disgusting? Like, you guys are wearing these masks and these gloves, but you're taking them off and you're littering. Like, so if you are a positive coronavirus carrier, you literally just threw your mask down to infect others. Instead of putting it in the trash. Like, I feel like people need to look at it like this. How would you feel if, and I mean, there, unfortunately, there are nasty ass people like this, but how would you feel if a person that was HIV positive had their fluids on a glove or a needle and they just threw it down and left it there for you? And now you can get it, or whatever the case may be, not get it like that, but you know, like, If it's on a needle and they just drop that shit and that needle happens to embed you on some, you end up falling, whatever the case may be, freak shit happens, you know? But it's like, yes, I can believe that in some instances, because you don't have as many cars on the road, you know, polluting the air, you don't have as many people out. So yeah, I can definitely believe that, you know, the air is probably cleaner and stuff like that. Honestly, I kind of feel like my allergies aren't as bad as they usually would be, but I'm also like, you know, I might need a Benadryl. Yeah.
I agree. I don't think that it's as smog. It's not a lot of exhaust on the roads. It's less highways. You know, my husband has an essential hands-on job, so, you know, he has to go to work, and when I ride, if I ride or with him, whatever, you know, it's not, it's like really not that many cars on a road at all. So I totally think that that has to do. But my thing is, I mean, that's a very good thing. I'm glad they're saying that. So it's like, that's something to pay attention to if they're saying that. And if that's what was needed, why couldn't we just say that that's what was needed so we can achieve this goal and be very strict on it instead of manufacturing or making something else, because global warming was an issue. He took away the team, you know, I'm not even going to say his name, but he took away the organization and the research team, you know, who had to do with research and the control of global warming. And that's what pollution and the smog of the earth has to do with, you know, pretty much. So, you know, If that was important, like I know it is, you know, it's just.
I just feel like
they have a funny way of doing things. I'll just say, because I'm like, I don't want to say the wrong things, but they just have a funny way of doing things sometimes. So it's just it's a really big picture. The picture is bigger than Corona, Heineken, Bud Light, and Modelo. Okay.
All of them.
Like, it's a really big picture that's going to come out of this eventually, you know, for us. So I really just get your seatbelt, strap up. Turn your AC on. Like I said, get everything that you can, every tool in your power to just be prepared mentally and physically as possible.
Definitely. I feel like self-care.
Well, let me tell you with China, right? Because China reported they don't have any more cases or whatever. I actually seen a video of them. What they did, they had a whole bunch of people with trucks, machines, the power washers, like going down literally power washing all the streets. Until I see that here, that's what I need to feel like to see in order to feel comfortable. Like us power washing the whole damn street and neighborhoods and everything.
Looks like that really presents itself like they don't want it there. It looks like they might want it here. Like, you know, it's like, what are you really doing? You putting it all on us. It's like, if you bad, that's not on me. We told you to stay home. You chose not to stay home. Like, you stop putting it on us. Help us. Y'all have the resources. Y'all have the money. Help us live. That's not the mission.
AT2, do you feel like the coronavirus is an attack on Black people?
I don't think. Well, can I say what I really think? Where this came
is
from?
All about transparency, I think, and honesty here.
Okay, great. I think what happened was that China was in a lab. They was cooking it up like a stir fry, and then and then all of a sudden they hit it with the fork, and then it slipped out, and it got all over.
Did,
right?
Like a and then what was it? The professor from the Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And so what they were doing was using like chemical, like bio warfare. That's what they call it. And remember at the time, well, still, I think we are in like a trade dispute with China. So they're all like, you know what? We're going to show these motherfuckers. So they were cooking it up, right? Somehow it got out. People contracted it. And because it's very contagious, then other people started, you know, moving around, spreading out. And so now it's all over the place. And it's crazy how all of a sudden, quote unquote, China got rid of all their cases, but we're still seeing a surge. You know, it is slow, but we're still seeing, you know, numbers go up, you know.
Right.
Yep, I agree.
So I'm thinking, you know, it wasn't originally an attack on, you know, Black people. I think it was an attack on the world. And then it's just that because of our government, they don't really care about us to begin with. We have to care about ourselves. So that's what's going on.
Okay. I can dig that. Okay, so quick question. So we all can agree that it's man-made. Okay.
Yes.
That's something that we know. We all can agree that it's man-made. So with that being said, this man-made thing, where's the antidote? Who has it? Because if, like, you don't trust anything that's man-made.
So my thing is, why is it now an issue where we can't get what they have or figure it out? We smart people over here, they were spraying. Why can't we figure out what those missed and what that was that they used to use over here? And just, I mean, definitely we can work on an antidote, but it's like United States is so focused on antidote instead of still washing these streets.
Exactly what I'm saying. Like the shit needs to be cleaned up, but at the same time, with it being,
being
man-made, it's like, okay, so basically y'all got control, y'all just don't want to use that control. Y'all wanted mm-hmm. to go beyond what it's already done.
Y'all want to see what it's about to do. That's it. We about to sit back and see what it could do.
Right. Because I feel like, you know, they're trying to do, what's that when they try to kill off people, natural selection? Control? I think that's what it's called.
Depopulation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that they're trying to see what it can do. Because my thing is, like, once it really affects people as far as, like, the rich, the 1% in this country, I feel like there will be answers. Right now, it's attacking mostly minorities and older people. And so those people are looked at as disposable, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Agreed. So I also feel like because this is something that basically, what's the word I want to use? I'll just say fucks up your health, right? Like, I feel like right now more than any other time, I feel like people need to do a better job of taking care of themselves. And not solely depending on just healthcare. No. I mean, I can understand the people that have underlying health conditions that, you know, makes them more susceptible to, you know, catching the virus and things of that nature. But if, you know, you don't have like any real serious health problems or anything like that, I feel like you need to do a better job of taking care of yourself, taking vitamins, being more active, you know, getting some vitamin D, getting outside, drinking more water, eating more natural, you know, food, like, you know, not so much processed food, like the meat, like I've read so much, seen that so many meat factories have had workers contaminated with the coronavirus and shit like that. Like, do you still want to eat this? Like, you know, and I mean, hey, you're going to do what you do, but at the same time, like, take better care of yourself, because the more you eat those type of foods, you break down your immune system. So it makes it easier for you to get sick. Like, you know, people get sick in the wintertime all the time, but I'm always going through the winter without getting sick because, you know, I take my vitamins. I've rebuilt my immune system, you know? So I feel like that's real important. And that's stuff that we can't control. A lot of shit we can't control, which you can't stress it. Shit that you can control, you need to do something about it.
Yeah. Right. If you're going to complain,
washing your hands, being cleaner, and, you know, covering your mouth, those those should be like first nature. Fuck second nature. That should be first nature type shit. But also, you need to take care of yourself internally just like you do externally.
Right.
You know, true. So, well, what about like, this is probably like my last question, because this has been a very good conversation, guys.
Yes, it has.
I hope our listeners are loving this too, because this is amazing. All right, so
definitely.
Okay, so when outside opens up, okay, do you guys feel like we will go back to the normal that we remember, or what do you think it's gonna be like?
Ooh, I'm thinking that no, it's not gonna open up to the way like it once was. I think it's going to be a slow process, especially here in California. We ain't gonna open up until 2022. You know, knowing our state, you know how it is. But it's not gonna open up the way it once was. It's gonna be a slow process. I do believe that.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah, I definitely think it's gonna be slow. I mean, like I said, I think maybe the first step is when kids start going back to school. That's the first step of trying to gain some form, because that's very abnormal, you know, for all the years of my life and others that, you know, kids have been out of school this long, you know. You know, so, you know, the first level of normalcy is reestablishing education, because they've never taken that from us before. Right. And that's what they're doing now. So I think that's what I'm waiting for. And that's for every child, and then for them to keep going to school and the teachers and everything, because that they need to establish normalcy before we can, because adults, parents, they can't get back to work. How you gonna go back to work before your kids go back? You get what I'm saying? So it's just like, yeah, I want to see what's going on with the kids, because remember they say the kids is what, they the future. So how y'all gonna take care of these kids? Because these is the ones right here who would carry it on. So that's what I'm waiting for.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I feel like I would be back to normal, but everybody's not me. So I definitely think it's going to be a slow process. I believe that a lot of establishments are going to make certain expectations of consumers or whatever.
New rules.
Certain rules that are going to be retarded.
Spray your ass at the door.
They're gonna come up with some crazy stuff that doesn't make sense. But you know, I feel like those are gonna be the processes that we are gonna have to go through and experience before we can actually go back to what we used to consider normal. You know, can I ask? Have y'all been wearing masks when y'all go out? Is it mandatory when y'all go?
Yes. It's mandatory in the Bay Area, and then in Modesto, certain places have a sign like you must wear masks to enter. So I feel like it's going to be everywhere soon that it's going to be mandatory. But I do wear a mask, though.
All right. Well, what about you? You do.
I wear a mask. I don't believe that it's mandatory just yet, because I go enough places where people don't have a mask on. But I've been wearing a mask since day one, where they said only infected people should be wearing it. So people used to look at me like I was crazy. But I said, but if that person is infected and they cough and I'm now there with nothing to protect my nose or mouth, you get what I'm saying? Now, then what? So I'm like, nah, I'm just going to wear it. Oh, well, they can think whatever. Then you turn around next week, wear the mask. So I just been wearing it since day one. I'm going to keep wearing it I don't do the gloves all the time, though, because that can carry bacteria. So I just make sure I sanitize. I do wear them for some things when I go out, but I don't wear them a lot. I'll just keep my hands in my pockets or be mindful of what I touch and don't touch my face at all.
So I don't wear a mask. I don't know. I feel when I put on a mask, I get dizzy and I feel claustrophobic. And I don't like that. So I'm pretty careful, and like I said, I take all my precautions and all that stuff. I don't really go anywhere like that. Like I said, except to work. Everybody at work wears a mask because they said that we were supposed to, but I don't wear a mask. So yeah.
Well, I mean, that's it. If that's what you don't do, then to each day on, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Okay, so let's see. Did y'all have anything else that you wanted to add?
I think the most important thing that I wanted to relay is just, you know, make sure everybody take care of themselves. Obviously, our government ain't going to take care of us. We have to take care of ourselves. So please just be cautious out there. And in Atlanta, I seen them like a line out the door at the nail shop. Your nails aren't that serious. Please wait a couple of weeks.
And they were taking their kids crazy to the water park.
I was trying to say that earlier too. My nails are done for a long time. Like I refuse. And it's gonna be forever before it even, like, people are gonna be in there trying to get, like, nah. But I'm like, I wanna get my toes done. I have to figure out what's gonna go on with that. But no, I'm that's not it. I'll have to figure that out for real. But I do want to say this. This was an awesome conversation.
AT2, I definitely want to thank you for joining us today. Like, you were amazing.
Thank you. No, thank you guys for having me on your platform. Like, y'all been doing y'all thing. I love how y'all stress about, you know, as far as money, health, just anything regarding the Black community, trying to make people aware of their surroundings, situations. Like, I love what you ladies have been doing. So I applaud y'all and thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you.
You know, we're friends in real life, so I got you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell the people where they can follow you, when they can catch your podcast and things of that nature.
Yes. So you can catch my show, Talk the Real Deal with AT2, on Anchor app, Spotify, iTunes, any podcast, you know, platform. And then you can follow me personally on Snapchat and Instagram at AT2_for real. So that's AT2_4 and then real on Twitter, which I'm trying to get better at using Twitter more. It's the real AT2.
Okay, great. Well, guys, just in case you aren't already following us. Oh, before I forget, I almost forgot. Good thing I didn't. I wanted to let you guys know, for the parents and the people that are not working, I have some educational resources where they are having online. There's Khan Academy, OutSchool, and Schoolastic. They have free online. They have resources for your kids, and I'll go ahead and post these links on our Facebook page. If you guys aren't following, it's Golden Girl Talk. That's Golden GURL Talk. As well as, make sure you're following us on Instagram. like, comment, and share. We want to thank you guys for tuning in to our return. We appreciate you guys listening. And I am your girl, Goldie, aka Queen One, aka Thing One.
Look, you almost forgot what thing you are. And I'm your girl, Goldie, aka Queen Two, aka Thing Two. And thank you so much for tuning in. Right, and you better come back. You better come back.